WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, presented by Optimize You. And today, we have got a history-making race to talk to you about NASCAR. You know, not a lot of exciting things happen in Kansas. I can say that as a man that's driven through the state and stayed there a time or two. But we had an all-time finish between two drivers in the closest finish in NASCAR history. Kyle Larson edging out Chris Buescher. A lot to talk about with that race. It's been all over media everywhere because of just how exciting it was. Plus, we had a close finish in the Kentucky Derby. Just close finishes in all racing. And really, all that was just to talk you into Whitesnake hitting the post. Sean, does it get more hair metal ballady than Whitesnake? Here I go again.
I can see what's her name laying across the hood of the car.
Tawny Kataya.
Yeah, Tawny.
Life has not been kind to Tawny Kataya. If you ever want to go read about that. But
what about her appearance? Is that held up?
Guys your age, this was like, I mean, she was a super babe, you know, like this was poster on your wall material.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so Tawny was the lead singer of this guy, Coverdale, something like that.
I don't recall.
So they were.
I can see the guy's
they
face.
They were married for a while. Then she hooked up with a baseball player, and it was a very tumultuous thing. Back and forth. Ended in divorce. There were some drugs and alcohol issues from what I remember. Chuck Finley, if that sounds right. I don't know why I know so much about this.
I was going to say, you know a lot about this.
And then, just Google. And she, you know, like a lot of ladies, did some face work. And, you know, ladies, just don't do it. Don't do it. Especially if you're an 80s supermodel, it never turns out.
Okay. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, other cosmetic surgery can turn out very well.
Super producer Chuck coming in with the Whitesnake. I'm a huge fan. I know you're probably upset that we're not playing something new.
No, I had new and
catchy.
No, I had something to do with this.
Like that bro country Hardy that's got a song on there that's god awful. Little guitar solo. That was very 80s too.
Well, Rock 105.
Two verses, guitar solo.
Rock 105 does play Whitesnake from time to time. So, you know, it's kind of appropriate to go back to my younger years.
What year was this, Sean?
I would
say with this before or after prom, Gordon Lee prom.
Oh
my
goodness!
This had to be before. This was early.
Yeah, this was in the early to mid 90s, wasn't it?
I think this is 80s. I think.
Okay. I was thinking it was early to mid 90s, but you could be right. But Whitesnake was
1987.
87
was when the video came out.
So it was right after I graduated.
Oh my gosh, you graduated in the 80s?
I graduated in 86. Yeah, 86.
Man.
I was driving a brand new 86 red Prelude SI, listening to this song and jamming out.
Just cruising the drag.
That's right.
At Gordon Lee and Chickamauga.
Cruising the drag on Brainerd Road. Back in the day, it was Brainerd Road.
I've heard more people talk about the good old days of Brainerd Road.
Oh, yeah. And man, it was the place to be in the 80s.
Oh, man, that's good. So, yep. Oh, yeah, very cool. So Casey Orr, Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105, powered by Optimize You, presented by Optimize You, having a little fun with some White Snake. But, yes, we do have a big race to talk about. The closest finish in NASCAR history happened at Kansas on a weekend that saw lots of close finishes. Like I said, the Kentucky Derby, like literally won by a nose by Mystic Dan. So that was a lot of fun. Then we have this race that comes down to the absolute wire, beating and banging going into it. So what a weekend for NASCAR racing, Sean, and pretty excited to talk about it with you this hour.
All sounds good. We do have a lot to talk about, but before we dive into the breaking finish or a record-breaking finish, how was the weekend or how was your week last week?
That was a good week. Yeah, you spent time on the beach, so it probably wasn't as good as yours. You and Mrs. Whitfield run around drinking Margies half naked. That had to be fun.
But we kept it in line. We were orderly and responsible and all that kind of stuff.
Do y'all go to a special resort for like older people, or is it did anyone go to the one that you want?
It's what they call an all adult resort. You have to be 21 and above.
I figured it was like 50.
Which is no.
Like mandatory.
No, there's
mandatory
ages.
Mandatory nap times at 3.
Well, there's a lot of napping going on at times, but not us. We're out there on the beach and by the pool all day long.
I meant to ask you this. So you love you're a beach guy, right?
Yeah.
You have mountain people, you have beach people, you have whatever people.
Museum people.
Museum.
Some friends of mine was talking about for their anniversary, they're going to Washington to go tour museums. And I said, what? I would rather have a beaten.
I could do museums for about, give me half a day, and it would more just to be say I did it, and then it would be, okay, this museum's not serving
that's
booze,
not, yeah,
I'm out.
We were having dinner with them Saturday night, and they were talking about that, and I'm thinking, absolutely no way. I am lucky and blessed. My wife does not want to do that.
So here's the thing. When you go to a beach, a lot of people are like, all right, we're at a beach. Let's play Frisbee or let's play volleyball. We're at a beach. Let's go swimming. We're at a beach. Let's have cocktails and have a beach party
or parasailing.
Let's sit here and relax and read a book. Now, I know your opinion on books is not very high, so I don't think you
I did pack a book, but I never opened it while I was there.
I don't think you sit and read.
No, no.
Mrs. Whitfield probably could.
No.
But what did y'all just literally sit there?
Well, what you do is you take your earplugs for the Bluetooth, you put on some good music or a good podcast. You put on some very dark sunglasses and you just, lounge around and just listen to cool music and chill and just observe the scenery.
And just get your vibe right.
Oh, yeah.
And just stare at the half-naked masses.
And you and you have a nice little Tutti Frutti in your hand.
Oh, yeah. A little rum runner? Top shelf something?
Yeah, a little extra something in there.
Okay, I'm in.
A little double of something.
Yeah.
And, it also helps you to take those little naps out on the beach because, it kind of a little bit of a sleeping pill for me.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, because I know you lead a very stressful life. So
oh, I
I'm glad you could get away and relax.
That's why I'm in the gym every day to relieve that stress. You should try it sometime.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of just driving by the gym.
Anyway, I'm happy you're back.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be back.
Welcome back.
So when's the Oars taking their vacation?
Later on in the year. I haven't been told we're going yet. But
yours is always involving a lot of kids too.
Yeah, absolutely. But this weekend you've been proud. I did more yard work. You'd have been so proud
now,
of me.
Now share with everybody why you're doing yard work.
Oh, this was in my backyard. This was just merely because I wanted it to look a little nicer.
Because I was busting out laughing when you told me that your homeowners association sent you a letter.
The HOA. My
about your yard.
And my yard looks fine. You would be impressed with my grass right now, but it's just...
That's what you get for living in them fancy gated communities.
I live across from the lady that's in charge of all the stuff, and she does not like us for whatever reason. Anyway.
Well, a good mutual friend of ours that lives in that neighborhood was telling me that board consists of a lot of older people that are retired and have
nothing
else to do.
Better to do than to walk around and be like,
than to police you.
Yeah. And
that's not the first time you've been reprimanded, is
it? Oh, no, no. This is a ongoing saga. But anyway.
So they just know you and Mrs. Orr by first name.
Sunday, we went to the Taco Festival in East Ridge.
And the Taco Festival, where is that?
It was at Camp Jordan. Because of all the rain, it basically turned into a big muddy mess, so we didn't stay very long. And then spent the rest of the day just hanging out, so watched a little NASCAR. I took Evelyn fishing. We caught some fish yesterday.
A taco festival. How does that work?
A bunch of food trucks and vendors set up.
So food truck stuff.
But they did it on the grass by the... And, Sean, it was a muddy mess. Like, I'm with my wife and my daughter, and they both... And even I had flip-flops on, and it, like, you're getting muddy feet. It was pretty bad.
Well, just remember, don't go to a Mexican taco festival in flip-flops again.
But I did have some tacos that were delicious.
Well, good for you. No golf?
I did not play golf this weekend.
Huh. Well, this past weekend, I watched some NASCAR, went to the gym, got housework done, office work. I got a lot accomplished, but nothing, too out of the ordinary. So, but it was a good weekend. Let's dive into the record that was set this past weekend. NASCAR's closest finish ever. Do you remember where the second closest finish was?
Until this race, it was Kurt Busch and the Tide Ride, Ricky Craven, I believe, set at, hold on, give me a second. It's not Darlington?
It was Darlington.
It was Darlington, I knew.
It was Darlington. I remember watching that race. If I'm not mistaken, that was a race that was being ran on Monday because Sunday had gotten rained out. Do you recall if that's accurate?
That I don't remember. This was actually pre me paying attention to NASCAR.
This was in 2003 when this happened at Darlington. Ricky Craven wins over Kurt Busch. And I will never forget it. Matter of fact, you'll see Fox and other TV networks occasionally show that highlight.
Oh, it is a go-to for, because Busch is in the Sharpie Mobile and Craven's in the Tide Ride.
Yeah, man. He was in the Tide Ride.
No,
he was in a Tide car.
Yeah, no, I know Craven was in the Tide Ride. I want to say it was Sharpie or it was Rubbermaid or something.
Rubbermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the Rubbermaid car. Man, you got a good memory today.
Listen, if it's worthless knowledge, buddy, it's in here.
And so that is the next closest margin of finish since electronic scoring began in 1993. And that was 0.002. The next closest margin of finish was also 0.002. And do you know who that was?
The next closest?
It was tied with the Ricky Craven, Kurt Busch.
We saw this a couple years ago.
This was in 2011.
Brad Keselowski.
No. It was Jimmy Johnson's win in 2011 at Talladega over Clint Bowyer.
That's right. Jimmy Johnson. Another one.
And the next one. And then we'll move on because we could go on down the list. I have a list here of so many. Was this year, 0.003, Daniel Suarez win at Atlanta over Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, that was. That was close.
Yeah, so that was another exciting one. But what's your overall opinion of what we saw at Kansas yesterday?
Well, it was a good race. And Sean, I think it was the obviously the closest finish. It was the quintessential, I think, almost movie-esque where, you know, you watch movies about racing and it's like the cars are beating the crap out of each other before they get to the finish line. Well, we know that's not the truth, but here they break out, they get into one another, no one actually wrecks, and they still keep it close to get to the finish line. It's the kind of finish that you want every race. It is the quintessential, have to look at it on slow motion replay win, and I thought it was very exciting.
Yeah, I agree with you. I heard somebody in the national media today say that they thought that this race was just a little bit better than Atlanta a couple of months ago. I completely disagree with that.
Really?
Yeah. I think the Atlanta race is still the best race we've had so far this season.
Well, yeah, but that's still high praise. I mean, look, we got the finish out of this one, and it's similar tracks, mile and a half.
Yeah, but Atlanta, to me, just put on a little bit better race. But certainly the race at Kansas this year was better than the race at Kansas last year, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so it was a great day of racing.
Didn't know whether or not we were going to get the race in. We were delayed by rain. And, of course, that's out there in your part of the country. You never know what the weather's going to do.
They're dealing with storms everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, bad weather is in that part of the country every day this time of the year. Does it seem like it's worse this year, especially since you're from Oklahoma? Worse this year than average past years?
They've had bigger storms. So the tornado that kind of captured the news this time last week, that hit my hometown, and it hit a town right by my hometown and right below my hometown. So tornadoes and that kind of weather, mm-hmm. it's just a thing. It always happens there. For a while, it seems like I said, like the tornadoes followed me to Tennessee. I feel like we haven't been dealing with that as much. But no, there in the flatlands, it happens a lot.
Yeah. All right. We got a lot to talk about today. There's also some top news stories in the news in the world of NASCAR. And first, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. And we have been since February 2001. So we've been here for over two decades talking NASCAR here in Chattanooga. And we couldn't do it without you and all of our great sponsors. Also, too, if you miss any part of today's show, you can go tomorrow to racingtalkradio.com and you can listen online at our website, or just go to your favorite podcast platform and search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download, and you can listen to all of our past shows there as well as this radio broadcast today. And, of course, we are also broadcasting live from the Optimize You studio. So broadcasting to you live from the Optimize You studio. We got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chad Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? You like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr. We're here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, recapping the Advent Health 400 that saw Kyle Larson edge out Chris Buescher, and I do mean edge, literally, in the closest finish in NASCAR history. I feel like we can't bring that up enough. Closest finish in NASCAR history. Think about how many races that is. And we just got to see it at Kansas. Big win for Kyle Larson. What's new? Kyle Larson getting another win. Guy seems to be having a decent season, of course. And you're thinking Chris Buescher is probably like, dude, can I just get one? I would be a bigger beneficiary. But Kyle gets his second win of the year, continues to be your points leader, widening the gap that he already had. And, of course, as we get ready for the next race in Darlington. So the Goodyear 400 coming up from Darlington is happening this Saturday night under the lights. No, I'm sorry. That would be the qualifying Saturday. Sunday, May 12th, is the actual race. So that's coming up this weekend, heading to Darlington, the last home of the closest finish ever. Now Kansas is the home of the closest finish ever. You know, if I'm Kansas, I play that up. I've always thought Kansas is one of those tracks that doesn't have an identity. It's a flat mile and a half track in probably the flattest state in the union. And it's just Kansas, you know. But now it can just be like close finishes or something. I don't know. Marketing guys, get on that.
I hear it's a fabulous facility.
They got gambling there?
Yeah, they've got a hotel, I think, nearby.
Yeah, and close enough to
plenty of restaurants. I understand.
Because there's nothing else to do.
I understand it's a wonderful place for a NASCAR race weekend.
I don't mean to throw shade at Kansas. I'm from Oklahoma, so, you know, let's just say that.
You're not a Chiefs fan, are you?
I love Chiefs, but that's
Chiefs.
Oh, no, their Chiefs are cool. Yeah. But Kansas is so flat, and I say that living in Oklahoma. We used to drive to, if you wanted to go snow skiing, you would go to Colorado. Well, if you'd go for, like, from Stillwater, where I went to school, to Colorado, you've got to go through Kansas. There's a part of it you go through. And, like, whoever lost the bet had to drive the leg of the Kansas because if it's perfectly balanced, you may not have to even have your hands on the wheel. Like, you just go straight, and you would go over just a tiny little rise, and you could see forever because it's also flat.
No hills or anything.
Literally, you drive for 15 minutes, and then you take whatever you've just seen and multiply it by however long you're going to be there. That's Kansas. Now, Kansas City's cool, even though, you know, and there's half of it's in Kansas, half of it's in Missouri. Topeka, I'm sure, is pretty cool, but there is a lot of, it is a true flyover state. There's agriculture there. It is a big old state where lots of stuff grows. It's Kansas.
Let me get your opinion and your thoughts on this question. As we were talking about at the beginning of the program, 0.001 seconds was the difference of Kyle Larson beating out Chris Buescher. What do you think, and how would NASCAR handle it if they were both identical?
I guess it's probably in the rule book somewhere, but it'd probably go like everything else, down to points. Whoever's got the most points wins the race, or whoever's it probably defaults to, does anybody have any stage wins in this race? But that's a good question.
I realize has never happened since electronic scoring.
I would think so. That 0.001, that's tens, hundred, that is 1/1000 of a second.
Yeah.
You can't get much more accurate than that. I don't think you could. The equipment probably won't even pick up the 10,000th of a second.
From what I understand, it's the same technology and laser equipment that's used in the Olympics and used in some other professional sports. So it's extremely accurate. And NASCAR has, I'm sure, upgraded and improved that technology since 1993 when they started using electronic scoring. But I'm just wondering, okay, what would happen? Because I know the odds are extremely high of that happening, but wouldn't you agree it's still possible?
Well, I'm sure there may not even be a contingency for that, because how many NASCAR races have there been up until now, Sean? And that's never happened, as mm-hmm. far as we know. But there's probably a new contingency that the next time, that if it goes any closer than 0.001, because literally that's the human eye cannot record. I mean, we can't record. If we didn't have this, it would have basically been called a tie. Like there's no way to go back and see that.
What if you lined everybody back up and did another green, white checker finish?
Would you just almost like, and just them two or something? I don't know.
Well, whole field, but
you can't give somebody else a chance to win first when came down to those two.
Well, that's true.
So I don't know. That's a good question. Surely there's some sort of contingency, but we did. It was fun because Mike Joy, was like, I think Buescher got it. I think Buescher. Mm-hmm. And then I think Clint Boyer's like, I don't know. It might've been at Larson. I should know the answer. I know the answer to this question, but I'm asking anyway. Did you watch the Kentucky Derby?
I watched about 45 minutes to an hour of
The coverage and all the fun stuff.
Yeah. I saw a couple of the different races.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so the kind of the same thing happened at the Kentucky Derby, that it came down, and down the stretch they come, you were four wide that turned into three that at the finish line, because horses bobbed their heads, it was really hard to tell which horse won. And people were going, I think this guy, I think that guy. And even the announcers weren't sure. They had to go back and literally by a nose, the expression, the horse won it by the nose, because his head happened to be, he was in the part of the stride where his head was leaning forward more than the other horse. It's just kind of crazy, but for both these things to happen in the same weekend.
I tried to get into the Kentucky Derby, but my interest was just not there. I found it interesting and fascinating of all the festivities.
That's it. It's a who's who. It's a party.
Yeah, the party of it and the history of it. Did you know it's the oldest of sporting event in the United States?
That makes sense. The reason now, it's all the coverage. Like, Krista watched it all day, my wife.
Really?
Yeah, but you know why? All the celebrities and what they're
wearing. She wanted to see what they were wearing.
Everybody's crazy fascinator hats and all that. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, so at my house, when in the Kentucky Derby, we all place a bet on a horse, and I've got online gambling for Kentucky Derby or for horse tracks, because, I'm a degenerate gambler. But I bet everybody's $2 on everybody's favorite horse, and my mother-in-law picked number three. So she won me like $24 or something, $36.
Wow. So does that mean she's buying dinner tonight?
No, it didn't cover my other losses, so it's okay.
But the horse racing is just not my thing. Well, different kind of horsepower for me.
Horse racing in a lot of ways is like NASCAR in the fact of you get a lot more at it. You get a lot more out of it at the race. Mm-hmm. You and I both love NASCAR, but there's just something different about being there and the rumble of the cars and the sights and the sounds and the colors. Horse racing, to a lot of degree, is that, and to see the animals and to be there in the paddock and just the pomp and circumstance of it all is really cool.
Yeah. You had to feel for Chris Buescher last night.
I mean, I was pulling for him.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be the winner.
He was yet to have gotten a win so far this year. He's still a relatively young driver in the NASCAR Cup Series, and he's just a good old guy. Wouldn't you describe him as that?
Yeah, and this is almost
very well liked.
Most of the time, if you can go out and get a second place finish, you consider it a win or a good week at the track. This is almost one of those second place finishes that probably hurts worse than blowing an engine and finishing last, because mm-hmm. you're so close. He was this close to being guaranteed a spot in this year's playoffs. He was this close to getting a win in the closest finish in NASCAR. Did everything right, but literally it's a coin toss at that point. And for him to not get the win, that's got to be the worst feeling second place he's ever had.
I guess the emotion would be either one, you're sad and you almost want to cry, or two, you're mad and ticked off.
I think you just got I don't know how mad you can be. You just got to sit there and go, man, this second place almost feels like a loss.
If you left the racetrack not thinking NASCAR got it right, then obviously you would walk away being mad. But how can you argue and dispute NASCAR on the evidence they had with their technology?
Yeah, I don't think you can be upset about that. But even Buescher, you know, he was quoted as saying this one's going to burn for a while. So this is a loss or a second place finish that sticks with you. And you just got to hope, hey, man, you did everything right. Go win the next one.
I don't think Kyle Larson even thought he had won.
He probably didn't. And yeah. This is just one of the, and you know, what's another win to Kyle Larson is probably what Buescher's thinking. Like, dude's got a championship and wins all the time. I just need this one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get into the results of the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway. As we've been talking, Kyle Larson got the win, his 25th victory in 343 NASCAR Cup races. And it was the closest finish in NASCAR history. This is his second victory and sixth top 10 finish in 2024. This is his second victory and 11th top 10 finish in 19 races at Kansas Speedway. Chris Buescher, unfortunately, was the guy that came in second, posted his fourth top 10 finish in 17 races at Kansas. This is his sixth top 10 finish in 2024. Chase Elliott came in third. He posted his 11th top 10 finish in 17 races at Kansas. Fourth spot, Martin Truex Jr. Fifth, Denny Hamlin had a good night. Came in fifth spot. Christopher Bell in sixth. Seventh, Alex Bowman. Eighth, Kyle Busch. Ninth, Noah Gragson. And 10th, Michael McDowell.
Other drivers of note, Keselowski 11th spot, Blaney 12th. Down the list a little bit, Josh Berry in the 15th. Bubba Wallace, 17th place finish. Ross Chastain, 19th, followed by Tyler Reddick in 20th spot. Chase Briscoe, 21st. William Byron, 23rd. Lots of big-name drivers not having great runs. Go down to Daniel Suarez in 27th. Joey Logano, 34th. Austin Cindric, 37th. And Sean's favorite had an accident. He's ruining his legacy. But not really. Jimmy Johnson finished dead last.
No, it is true, Casey. He is ruining his legacy. Kyle Larson, I want to point out a couple of things about him. Larson led 64 laps, the second most among cup drivers. He held off Chris Buescher in the photo finish and got the big win. Chase Elliott had his finish third. He had his best finish at Kansas since 2021. Elliott has finished fifth or better in five of the last six races so far this season. Noah Gragson, big night for him. Noah has finished inside the top 10 in five of the first 12 races with Stewart Haas Racing. His current three-race streak of top 10s is the longest of his career. Guys that didn't do so well, mentioned Jimmy Johnson with his accident, checked up at lap 176, resulting in a crash with Corey LaJoie. Bubba Wallace ended up in a crash in the final stage with Austin Cindric. And of course, Austin Cindric crash with Bubba Wallace ended his day in 37th. And then William Byron started 36th after hitting the wall Saturday qualifying. He missed out on stage points and then finished 23rd. Because he got stuck in traffic. So not a good day for William Byron.
You know, Sean, looking at this, one of the biggest problems with mile and a half races for a long time, it was clean air. And you could have a racetrack, you know, a lot of these races, you'd have 15 cars on the lead lap by the end of it. There were 38 drivers, 31 finished on the lead lap. So I think that speaks to competitiveness, that speaks to the new package, and I think it speaks to some of this better racing we're watching.
Oh, I would agree. I was talking about Chris Buescher a moment ago. He led 53 laps, so he had a good day as far as laps led. Denny Hamlin was looking good throughout the race, had a 71-lap lead, and a guy that really didn't get the credit he deserved in the results because he finished 19th, Ross Chastain led 43 laps. Casey, have you noticed the back of the haulers of Track House Racing, how they've got the new video screen back ends of the haulers?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very cool. And the drivers are doing a great job of standing in front of those during interviews on Fox to where they can get
all their logos.
Yeah, they get their logos and get their notoriety. But I tell you what, Trackhouse Racing came into the sport and they've just sort of raised the level. They've been able to come in and take what we all thought was first class in a team and ratchet it up just a point or two.
I feel like they're the first new team in NASCAR that has there was a plan, and they're executing the plan.
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, let's get into NASCAR and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think 23XI Racing is doing a good job, obviously, but it seems like there's a lot of times people like, hey, let's get in the sport. We're going to spend a ton of money. We got a sponsor. We got a car. We got a driver. Now what? But it does seem with Trackhouse is like, we're going to come in and we've got a plan on how it's going to work, and we're going to do that.
Not only do they have all that, and they've had, you know, strong performance over the last couple of years, but if you look at their list of sponsors, they have done a good job to enhance the list of sponsors with some major names in the corporate business world. So they have become an organization that has become very well funded because of those solid sponsors. Last year, the big name that was up for grabs among corporate sponsors was Busch. We never really heard of any other driver being considered other than Ross Chastain. So that right there showed that corporate America has definitely noticed the talent of Trackhouse Racing and of Ross Chastain.
Yeah, like I said, there's some old adage of, you know, I'd rather follow a fool with a plan than a genius with no plan. And I've always felt like it seems like guys get into NASCAR thinking, oh, I've been successful at other stuff. I'll start a NASCAR team. And there is a ramp up that it seems like Trackhouse doesn't have. And they're also pushing the meter a little bit.
You know, being a team owner, and we've talked about this some in the past, is a very tough business. There is a tremendous amount of risk that goes into being a team owner in this sport. You are totally depending on sponsorships in order to make it. A little bit later in the program, we're going to talk about where things are sitting as of today with the NASCAR team owners and NASCAR regarding what the future holds.
Big rumors around Stuart Haas Racing flying around as well.
There is, and then also too, 11, and Denny Hamlin commented on this Saturday, there has been 11 teams to go out of business in the NASCAR series since 2016.
Wow.
11 teams.
I can't wait to hear those names because I'm trying to think of them now.
Many that you will recognize. No question about that. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. We'll get into the driver's standings. Some news in the world of NASCAR. Again, thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. And we are presented to you by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. More to come for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back, Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. You like the energy I came in with there, Sean? A little extra.
I was going to say that Monster Energy's kicking in.
I think
there.
You know what? A little Ultra Paradise is working its way
through
the
old
veins.
I just now noticed that you're drinking the green Monster today. What happened to those gold ones you have in the refrigerator?
I'm saving the gold ones, but I just felt like a green. Plus, you moved all my gold ones to the back, and I don't want to have to like.
No, I'm moving them to the bottom.
I don't want to have to move. I know.
I mean, they're very convenient.
I'm not a bottom shelf kind of guy.
You're not like a bottom feeder?
I'm a top shelf guy. Everyone knows that. We're talking a big win from Kyle Larson. Closest in NASCAR history. Has anyone told you that yet today?
Seems like I've heard that somewhere.
400. And, of course, coming up, Sean, Darlington, the Lady in Black, the Goodyear 400 from Darlington, South Carolina, coming up this Sunday, May 12th. Now, is this the throwback race?
Yes.
So this will be vote for your, you can go online right now and vote for your favorite throwback scheme. In fact, they've got a bunch of them listed.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Matter of fact, for example, Alex Bowman's going to drive the former Jimmy Johnson Lowe's paint scheme.
Hey.
So it looks,
I hate that that's a retro now.
It looks pretty cool. It's got the Ally logo. And everything else looks like the Lowe Chevrolet used to look.
So Kyle Larson is going to be in the Hendrick Motors mobile, and it is painted out to look just like the Terry Labonte Kellogg's.
Yeah, I saw that.
I like that a lot. That's so far my favorite. There's a Castrol, but I wasn't allowed to cheer for many years. People don't know this. You wouldn't allow me to talk about other oil companies, even if they were sponsoring the race. Now I can say I like this.
It's not that I didn't allow you. It's just that I'd preferred you didn't.
Oh, man. The Jeff Gordon is the Super Flames throwback. You'll like that.
Yeah.
The 24.
It's always.
Wow, you're right. The Jimmy Johnson. Why is that a throwback? That, you know what? That makes me feel old.
Yeah, I was going to say,
is this what
that car is getting some age to?
Sean, is this what it like?
Oh yeah, yeah. You're experiencing it now.
So
you know, just think when Jimmy Johnson was driving that car, your goatee was all brown. Now it's 75% gray.
So do you remember my buddy Alan that I worked with at Republic Services?
The dude is kind
of
Okay. Yeah.
Kay, my mother-in-law brought something upstairs the other day. It was a calendar that I forgot. It was a gag gift at work where Alan and I took pictures all over the office doing different funny things. And it was like, that was the gag gift, is it was a calendar of just us. So whoever got that one had a calendar of just pictures of me and Alan. And
nobody wanted one. Is that why you still had them?
It was 2013 and my beard was still black.
Yeah, I can believe it.
Every bit of it. That's only 10 years ago.
But, you know, turning gray is fine. It's when it turns loose on your head that when it gets a little discouraging.
You can
and
turn
depressing.
Gray, just don't turn loose. Yeah, so that's country
stuff. Yeah, I would much rather it turn gray than turn loose.
Hey, so Ryan Ellis's throwback is from the movie, the Tom Cruise movie. Oh, gosh, I've gone completely blank. Nicole Kidman, Tom Cruise, they met on the NASCAR movie back in the 90s.
Days of Thunder?
Days of Thunder. It's the Days
How
of Thunder.
How could you forget
throwback.
That? Just your memory name. Was like spot on talking about Whitesnake.
I couldn't
earlier.
Get the name, but no. So that's a throwback to that one. Ooh, a Hot Wheels throwback. Man, Darlington is one of the fun ones just because you do see a bunch of stuff you haven't seen in a long time. Very cool.
I want to shift gears for just a moment. Today is a good day in the national media for NASCAR. And I think you even made comment a little bit about this at the beginning of the program. There's a variety of national media that's talking about the close finish in NASCAR today. For example, the Today Show covered it this morning. So a fair amount of national media is talking NASCAR that typically never give it any attention. And the timing of the Kentucky Derby being this weekend has also helped to fuel the story. Because they have been doing some comparisons to the Kentucky Derby and the race at Kansas. So that's a good thing. Also, too, talking about the notoriety and popularity of NASCAR, talking to some friends of mine the other day, some buddies of mine, big Michael Jordan fans, never really paid much attention to NASCAR since the days of Dale Earnhardt. But they all told me, they said, listen, since MJ has a car in NASCAR, they're watching, they're paying attention, and they're following NASCAR where they didn't used to really even bother to follow it. So there is no question about it, and I think we talked about this a week or two ago. There's no question about it that Michael Jordan is a strong benefit to the sport because he is an icon in the sports world and so well known all across the world. And when he made those statements on pit road of how important the sport was to him, how important that win was, and even, I forgot his words, but he recognized the sport even being a bigger deal to him right now than the NBA playoffs by a long shot. And my buddies knew all about his interview on pit road and what he had said, and they even commented that. So I think it's wonderful that we have started getting some additional diversity in our sport, but especially with team ownership.
Well, you know, just having, and I think a lot of people think, oh, it's not going to matter. Basketball fans aren't going to watch NASCAR. And yeah, if you're a fan of basketball, there's not a lot of crossover with NASCAR. Mm-hmm. But if you're a sports fan and you grew up with Michael Jordan,
yeah,
and he makes mention of that, yeah, you're going to pay attention.
Oh, absolutely.
And the more eyeballs you bring, some of those eyeballs stay. And I do think, yeah, you're right. I think, and let's say you started watching and then now you just got to finish like this. You're going to, man, there's something to this.
My buddy, Matt Davis, that co-hosts the Chattanooga Fitness Download with me, he has over 130 pair of Jordan shoes.
That is crazy.
And he has all kinds of Jordan apparel.
An adult male.
46 years old, I think how old Matt is. And he is now watching and paying attention to NASCAR all because of his number one sports hero, Michael Jordan, is now involved in the sport or is involved in the sport. So we need some more
sport icons to become members of NASCAR.
Drive fast, Bubba Wallace. get to the victory circle more often.
Let's get to our point standings after the race at Kansas. And it looks like this. Kyle Larson is our points leader. He is 29 points ahead of second place Martin Truex Jr. Third is Chase Elliott. Fourth is Denny Hamlin. And fifth, Tyler Reddick.
Sixth, Ryan Blaney. Seventh, William Byron. Sixth, Ryan Blaney. Seventh, William Byron. Eighth, Ty Gibbs. Ninth, Alex Bowman. Rounding out the top 10, Ross Chastain. Chris Buescher. Still no wins. 11th in place. Kyle Busch, 12th. Christopher Bell, 13th. Chase Briscoe, 14th. Keselowski and Bubba Wallace round out the top 16. Joey Logano outside looking in right now. He's in 17th. Daniel Suarez in 18th, but Daniel does have a win. So if the playoffs were to start today, Daniel would move in and kick Bubba Wallace out. However, looking at the standings, Sean, Kyle Larson, 29-point lead over second place Martin Truex Jr., but a 55-point lead over third place Chase Elliott. So Kyle Larson is you know, running away with it, but Martin Truex Jr. is not terribly far behind, but they seem to have separated themselves from the rest of the pack. In fact, Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin are separated by a point in third, and then it's 93 points down to Tyler Reddick. So I guess you could say the top four are beginning to separate themselves with Kyle Larson a nice little healthy lead already.
We just completed 12 races this year. Kansas was number 12. And when you look at the top 10 in the driver's standings, five of the top 10 have race wins under their belt. So that leaves five other drivers that do not have wins yet. The more ones that are most noticeable to me is Martin Truex Jr. and also Ross Chastain. Those are two guys that are always right on the edge, and I expect to see a win out of them before we reach the NASCAR playoffs.
Yeah, you've got William Byron and Denny Hamlin both with three wins. Kyle Larson with two. Those are your only multiple race winners so far. Christopher Bell in 13th and Daniel Suarez in 18th. Daniel Suarez, the only guy outside the top 16 with a win.
All right, before we put a bow on Kansas, any final thoughts?
No, it was a good race. Heck of a finish. I echo your sentiment that we heard about NASCAR from places you don't normally hear. Mm-hmm. And that's always a good thing. And I guess just what a weekend for racing. The Kentucky Derby was really exciting with that close to finish, and NASCAR as well. It's kind of a can you top this moment.
Let's get into news in the world of NASCAR. And not a lot going on as far as the charter talks go between NASCAR and the Race Team Alliance. But this is what we do know. The conversations are still going on. NASCAR had a meeting last Wednesday with the Race Team Alliance. There is 36 charter team members that are all volunteering their contribution to this group. There's no requirement to join the Race Team Alliance, but it's to give the team owners a collective voice and operate programs to the benefit of the teams. Now, a couple of months ago, NASCAR Chief Operating Officer Steve O'Donnell said at a sports business conference, or actually it was last month, rather, that they were, quote, very close. And that comment caught majority of the team owners at much surprise, because according to the team owners, they are far apart and there has not been much that has progressed. And of course, the Race Team Alliance has Vice Chairman of Hendrick Motorsports, Jeff Gordon, representing him, the group, Dave Alpern, which is the president of Roush Fenway Racing, Steve Newmark, of Joe Gibbs Racing, and Steve Newmark of Roush Fenway Racing, and then the business manager, Curtis Polt, of 2311 also. And those are the four main people that are on the team negotiating committee that tries to first meet with them before getting with the entire group. Of course, the teams want a higher percentage of media rights. They're currently, they get 25%, and that's through the purse, and a percentage of the future revenues, such as gambling rights. I don't believe gambling rights have ever been a part.
It's becoming a bigger and bigger deal in this country.
Yeah, so the partnership with NASCAR, of course, apparently, the gambling rights have continued to increase each year over the last 5 years. But they also want permanent charters, which so far NASCAR has told the teams that it won't do since its media rights deals are not permanent. Now, that's something that I feel like NASCAR is in the wrong. Regardless of whether or not the media rights deal are permanent, why, you know, I think they should give these teams permanent rights of these charters
because they want to own everything,
like they're like a franchise.
You can't, because if they all have the franchises and they can take the franchises and leave. But listen, I'm tired of talking about charters. The only thing you need to know right now is rumors are starting to get out about Front Row Motorsports and Stewart Haas Racing merging. It is out there right now, and well, this is according to people in the media. Stewart Haas has sent prospective buyers information on what it would take to purchase a charter. So there's been speculation that Tony Stewart is not near as involved anymore. We've seen performance suffering. A lot of people say Gene Haas is kind of a one foot in. As long as we're in NASCAR, that's all that matters. So are we starting to see one of the major, I would call major teams of the last 10 years, one that does have a championship, are we going to start to see some merging there?
Well, and to add to those comments, the organization still has not renewed its Ford deal for next year. And Stewart Haas Racing continues to focus a lot on the Haas Formula One. So, yeah, there's a good possibility of everything you said. Trackhouse Racing is still one of the organizations that would need one or would like to have one or two charters. So they're a possibility. And, of course, what does the future hold for Martin Truex Jr.? It's already in the rumor mill as to whether or not he will be back next year. And then if Stewart Haas Racing doesn't keep their four teams, what's going to happen with their four drivers? What does the future hold there? So a lot going on. One other piece of news that happened last week that really, really surprised me. And that was the fact that JTG Daughtry Racing had signed a multi-year deal with Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
I know, Stenhouse getting an extension.
I didn't expect that.
Check that out.
I thought with the rumors that Kroger has left and gone to Joe Gibbs Racing for 2025, which has been their primary funding of that race team, I did not see this coming where Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is going to remain at JTG Daughtry, and it's a multi-year deal.
Is that more of I've always wondered, does the team know that it's not where it needs to be and it's happy to have a consistent driver that they know at least what you're getting and a guy that can win a race? I mean, he's done it. He's good at restricted plates. Or is this a commentary on there's just not a lot of other drivers out there that are holding their hand up wanting to come race here unless it's a really young or unknown guy? And if we're building something, we need consistency. I was shocked at that, but hey, good for Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Yeah. All right, any final thoughts before we go today, Casey?
No, man, looking forward to the throwback at Darlington, and regardless what happens, we'll be back here to talk about it Monday.
And race time happens at what time on?
I believe that is 3 o'clock on your Eastern time dial.
And that's coming up Sunday,
May 12th.
All right. Well, that's going to about do it for us. When we come back, we'll be back here next Monday right here on Rock 105, and we'll keep you up to date with all the latest NASCAR news on and off the racetrack. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Are you into fitness? If so, we've got the event for you. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming June 1st. It's bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will be competing for the Mr. and Miss Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Crunch Fitness, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Chat Morgan, and White Lightning Harley Davidson. For more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of Whitfield Media Group. This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WRXR Rossville, Chattanooga, Rock 105.